Well, this is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and I'm meeting today with Mark Wilson. Hello, Mark Wilson.
Hi, Kate.
Hello, and we are here, and we're going to talk about the Senior Service Special District, which is on the ballot paper again this coming November. You're chairman of the board, am I correct?
I am.
And tell me, so what is the Senior Services Special District?
Well, you know, you mentioned that it's on the ballot again. I think a lot of people probably think, well, we just voted on that. Well, we did, but when the state establishes a new special district, it has to go on the ballot a second time 2 years down the road, which is why it's on the ballot again this year. We're wanting, since we're new, I think a lot of people, even if they haven't heard much about us, would probably like to know a little bit more about the special district, so that because they're going to cast their vote again, and if you missed it the first time 2 years ago, what it is, it helps to kind of talk about it again. So
to be clear and help people understand that what we're voting for is to again establish a special use district which would assess a mill levy, be given a mill mm-hmm. levy, so our taxpayers' dollars, and it would be to provide senior services in Johnson County. And so it would operate similar to, say, a cemetery district board or a rural health care district board or a school district board. Or a hospital district board, it would be given money to provide services in that distinct area. Is that correct?
That is correct. And Kate, I have to give credit to A.J. Mock, the director of the Buffalo Senior Center. I used to do interviews like you're doing.
Yeah, I know you did.
On Bighorn Mountain Radio. And A.J. was a guest on my show, 2.5 years ago, maybe probably more closer to three. And he brought the idea that we needed a special district because they go after 9 different grants, federal and state grants. And he was concerned with declining valuations in the county that he would not be able to have matching funds to go after those grants, which allows the sustainability for all the programs that they administer at the senior center. And he said, we need to do this. I thought it was great because we know that we have an aging population here in Johnson County, and to lose the opportunity for some of those state and federal grants might mean a loss of services to this population that is getting older.
So AJ's vision was to basically be able to continue to provide without interruption continued services for seniors throughout Johnson County, not just through the Senior Center in Buffalo, but a broader.
Right. You know, some of the things that the Senior Center does, of course, the congregate meals are a big program for the Senior Center. They have the Meals on Wheels. They have in-home services. And, you know, those in-home services have grown because during the pandemic, a lot of the people had to stay at home and they weren't able to go to the center. And a lot of them have remained at home even after the pandemic is over. So that in-home services is a great program that needs to sustainability. Respite for caregivers of seniors. Respite for seniors raising grandchildren, which we have a lot of that here in Johnson County. And then also the clinics and activities, exercise classes for aging adults. And then, of course, the BATS bus, which I think AJ told me that they travel around 20,000 plus miles a year. And of course, we also have the CATS bus down in KC to transport people. So a lot of programs are dependent on us having the matching funds here in Johnson County to get the help that we need from the state and federal funds.
So to go back to the point of the special use district, it would mean for taxpayers that they see a line item on their property tax bill that would be given to the special use district. How many mills would the district be awarded?
Well, we can ask for up to 2 mills, but we started this 2 years ago on 1 mill. We had the opportunity to go after two, and we thought, no, we're still growing. We want the first to show the voters and the citizens of Johnson County that this is working and this needs to stay. I think if we tried to raise it to 2 mills, there really wasn't a need to it just at this point in time. But 1 mill is suitable. And, you know, you talked about the line item on their tax bill. You know, 1 mill raises about $9.50 per $100,000 of property value. So if your home assesses for $200,000, you'd be assessed $19 a year for senior citizen services.
That's what you'd pay. Your contribution would be, if your home is valued at assessed at $200,000, you'd be paying almost $20.
Yeah, it's like going out for a dinner somewhere for one person.
Okay,
for the year, not bad.
Not bad at all. And you mentioned, and we've skirted around it a little bit, but we do have a larger aging population in Johnson County. There are more older people in Johnson County than there are across the rest of the state.
Yeah, I think that the last time that AJ and I talked about it, we were the, if not the second oldest, we were at least the third oldest in the state.
And of course, you know, that has an impact on the whole community, not just on those who are senior themselves.
Yeah, the needs for taking care of our elderly population is going to get more and more expensive, and continuing to provide these services at the senior center and in KC is vitally important for the health and welfare of our people.
So what would you say that the special use district has been existing? It was voted in 2 years ago. You've had 2 years, which is both a short and a long time to kind of achieve anything. What has your board managed to accomplish?
Well, we had the decision to hold back. I think it was like 25% of the mill, the income coming in from the taxes, because we wanted to make sure that we had a reserve that we could start building up a reserve for later uses. And we pay based on reimbursement. So it's funds that are already expended by the senior center and by the CAS bus that they provide information, supportive documents that we reimburse them based on that. And I think that we're looking, this year's total funding is going to be about $220,000.
Okay, and so that's been used for services for the senior center. What happens in the southern part of the county?
The CAS bus, they do the same thing. They have a smaller budget, which is basically to transport their citizens to here to medical treatment in Sheridan or Gillette. Same as with BATS bus. So the length of travel is greater, but less people, and so their budget isn't as big. But they we're providing funds that they wouldn't be able to operate to the extent that they do now. So I think they're very appreciative of the fact that we have this senior services special district.
Great. And so we're going to see it on the ballot just one more time. We're not going to get another chance. We vote it in and then it stays. Is that correct?
I think it will go on. It'll be 4 years before it shows up, because the voters need to kind of assess every opportunity they have, is this working? And I think that we've seen, at least especially in the federal level, Congress will pass and establish departments that are there for eternity, you know. And I think our voters need to see, to assess, is this working, and do we continue to need this? So I think it's important that it goes on the ballot every so often. We get the opportunity to go 4 years if it passes this November.
Okay, great. And so just to be clear, if voters want to support this, they need to mark a yes on their ballot paper. If they don't fill it in, does that count as a no? Or
if they don't check a box, say yes. I think the last 2 years ago, I think 68% of the voters voted in favor of this. I would guess that we kind of demonstrated how this has helped both CATS and the senior center. I would like to see that percentage go up.
Sure. I think, you know, some people, we're living in a time when we've all had sticker shock opening our property tax bill recently, and it doesn't show any signs of going down next year or anytime soon. And, you know, maybe there's some reluctance amongst some people to, you know, want to vote in another tax. But to be clear, they've been paying it already, as you said, and the amount is minimal.
If it doesn't go to us, it goes to someone else.
Okay.
And I think it's important for us, for people at when they get their ballot and they're sitting there in the ballot box to realize, okay, yeah, my taxes have gone up, but the thing that they need to remember is that it's only going to be less than $20 out of your pocket to support the senior services special district.
If your house is worth $200,000.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, I also like to, we've talked about the aging population. One of the things that the senior center wants to do is to help people stay in their home as long as possible. Because I think we all would like to, as we get older, to be able to stay home and not live in a retirement home. But you know what? The average cost of a nursing home is like over $75,000. Average cost to help keep a senior in their home as long as possible is about $600 and some a year. Supportive services decrease the number of emergency services calls that are done too. So there's a lot of reasons why we need to support the senior center programs and the transportation, both to BATS and CATS, for not just for the people using those services, but for us in controlling and holding on to the services, the emergency services that we have here in Johnson County.
Sure, and to just add a couple of comments to that, I think, you know, nursing homes have been struggling to find staff, so there aren't as many beds
Absolutely.
Available, and you know, sadly, they're not able to fill to capacity right now. And then, of course, as you point out, the emotional impact of kind of being uprooted, no longer being in your own space, no longer being in control of how you live and so on. Most people would prefer to be in their own home for as long as possible, just for their own sense of wellness and well-being.
Right. There's just a number of programs that I think that unless you have an elderly parent or grandparent or you yourself, you don't recognize how vital these programs are.
And I 307 Net Radio will be talking a lot to people in this community who maybe not everybody knows are providing these amazing services, both for caregivers and for seniors themselves. So listen out for more information about what is here and what is in Johnson County and as we go through the next few months. Mark Wilson, thank you very much for explaining to us why you think people should cast their vote yes for the Senior Services Special Use District.
Well, yes, vote yes, and we certainly would like to continue our the great work we do with the special districts.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed for your time, Mark.